All right, getting there of Shabbos, everyone. It's always wonderful to join you on Thursday night. Get ready for Shabbos together with the Shmooze, a little bit of singing, some delicious wings. Thank you, Chef Gersh. What's your website, since we're doing Facebook Live?
Chef2go.com.
Chef2go.com. You could have some of these wings at home as well. So we get together on Thursday nights for a quick 8-10 minutes to try to inject some inspiration, to try to accept upon ourselves something for that week to work on, to grow, and to inspire ourselves somewhat. The 10th plague, Moshe comes to Paro and he delivers a message from the Ribono Shel Olam. Vayomer Moshe Kol Amar Hashem, Kachatzos Halayla Ani Yotzei B'Soch Mitzrayim. Moshe tells Paro that Hashem asked him to relay the message, Kachatzos Laila, at about approximately somewhere near midnight, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to strike. The Almighty will strike with the most devastating, the culmination, the final, the 10th of all of the plagues. Now Rashi already notes that Moshe distorts is a strong word. Moshe alters the message the way he received it from the Almighty. When the Ribono Shel Olam, when God told Moshe that he's going to bring Makas Bechoros, the 10th and final plague, at midnight, he didn't say Kachatzos, he said Bachatzos, at exactly midnight, at precisely midnight. And yet Moshe takes it upon himself when he delivers the message to Paro to change it, not exactly at midnight, at approximately midnight. Why did Moshe do that? He didn't think Kadosh Baruch Hu could deliver. He knew Hashem would deliver. He wasn't worried about the Ribono Shel Olam. He was worried about Paro's astrologers. He was worried that Paro's atomic clock was off, and that Paro would perceive the Makkah coming at either 11:59 or at 12:01. And what would happen then? I mentioned this in the Parsha Shir earlier this week. What would happen then? You might say, well, Moshe said Bachatzos. God was going to strike at midnight. This wasn't midnight. It's far from it, 11:59 and 22 seconds. It was 12:01 and 19 seconds. Clearly this wasn't from God. It's a fluke. It's a coincidence. All the firstborn died simultaneously. Clearly it wasn't from God. And the question is asked, clearly it wasn't from God. 9 times Moshe and Aaron come and tell you, the following supernatural event is about to happen. 9 times what they predicted and promised would happen, happened. 9 times you begged, please make it stop happening. The 10th time they say the following is going to happen at midnight, and because, based on your clock, it's off 30 seconds, you're going to say it wasn't the Ribono Shel Olam? So Sfarim say, yeah. That's the power of man, the psyche of the human being, to reconcile and justify our own behavior. When the truth and reality are incompatible with the way that we want the world to be, we'll hang our hat, we'll latch on to anything we can. So yeah, even after 9 times, and even after suffering the devastating 10th plague, still we'll say, it was a few seconds earlier, it's a few seconds late. Clearly it's not God. The Medrash elaborates on this notion of kachatzos. Chazal and the Mechilta say, in our parsha, that it wasn't half a second before midnight, or a half second after midnight. It was not even an infinitesimal time before or after. An immeasurable time before or after. It was bachatzos. Precisely. Exactly at midnight. Now why did the Ribono Shel Olam tell Moshe that? Why didn't he tell Moshe midnight? Approximately midnight, around midnight, about midnight. Why did the Almighty stress Bachatzos precisely at exactly? Rabbi Soloveitchik says we see from here and from the Medrash something so critically important. Writes the Rav, just as God was precise in saying Bachatzos, so should a Jew be precise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to respond to the demand for precision. To be a good Jew, one has to be a disciplined Jew. And to be a disciplined Jew, one has to develop disciplined time awareness. A Jew should have a built-in timepiece, writes the Rav. Judaism walks around with a clock or a stopwatch on its wrist. It's one of the greatest features of Judaism. It's very precise. It consists of measurements and mathematical calculations. To miss one calculation, one tiny infinitesimal fraction of time, is identical with treachery, with deceit. If it's supposed to be Bachatzos, it means Bachatzos. Hashem was modeling for Moshe that the Jewish people, as they were about to go free, that freedom is all about time awareness. But it's not just about time awareness. The classic word of the Sforno also, of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Hashem promises them the first mitzvah in the Torah. You remember way back at the opening of Chumash when Rashi says, if you would have begun from the mitzvahs, you should have started with HaChodesh HaZeh. The very first mitzvah is the gift of controlling and manipulating. And I mean manipulating. Chazal, Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, are empowered to manipulate time. Temafilu mezidim, temafilu shogim. They're allowed to manipulate time to fit their needs. Hashem determines when Shabbos is, Mekadesh HaShabbos. But we, the Jewish people, determine the calendar. Mekadesh Yisrael, and through we, Mekadesh Yisrael vehazmanim. God gave us the power to determine the new moon, and with it the month, and with it the holidays that fall that month. Why is that the first mitzvah? If you are the creator of the universe, and you've liberated a people from bondage of 210 years, what's the first mitzvah I'd give them? They could use a Shabbos. They could use a shluf, a bullet shalant. Give them kashrus, they could use some discipline. Give them Yom Kippur, they could use kapara. What's the first mitzvah Hashem gives? HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Says the Sforno, you know why? Because the difference between a slave and a free person is the capacity to control time. The slave's time is owned by their master. They don't even have, in the Rav's words, time awareness. A slave doesn't know what day of the week it is, doesn't know what day on the calendar it is, doesn't know what hour of the day it is. All they know is the master said this, that's what they have to do then. They submit, they forfeit. They have no time awareness, they don't control their time. What it means to be a free person, freedom is defined by time awareness, sensitivity, love, understanding the preciousness of the commodity of time. One of my favorite numbers, I quote it all the time, is the number 168. What's the number 168?
The amount of hours in a week.
168 hours in a week. You can't add out more hours. You can't make them last longer. You can't make them go faster. You can't slow them down. You could always earn more money if you work harder. You could improve your health if you take better care of yourself. But nobody, doesn't matter how rich you are, doesn't matter how smart you are, nobody can add more time. There are 168 hours in a week, period, plain and simple. Subtract what you sleep, what you eat, subtract your shower, you go to the bathroom, subtract what you have to work. How many flexible hours are there in the week? Not many. What do you want to do with them? What you do with them answers, are you a slave or are you free? Are you enslaved to the must-watch TV, to the series, to the Netflix, to the movie? Are you enslaved to what everyone is doing and where you have to be? Are you enslaved to peer pressure? Are you enslaved to a pop culture? Or are you free? Do you determine your time? Do you have a time awareness? Do you care about time? You know, for Judaism, killing time is an act of murder. It's precious. You can't add more, you can't gain more, you can't expand more. Time is the greatest gift. Time is what differentiates us from being enslaved. It makes us free. To kill time is an act of murder. It's an act of murder. We value every moment. It is the definition of our very freedom. And says the Rav, that's the whole notion of mitzvos that depend on time. Mitzvos aseisha, azman grama, are to help us contribute to our time awareness. Still have time to daven Shema? What's the latest time for Shacharis? Is it yet time for Mincha? When is the Shkia? What time is Allah? What time is the earliest Mishayakir? Can I put on Talis Tefillin? All of this adds to an awareness of time and to appreciation of time, and it matters. And it matters. So the Rav says, the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach is also based on time awareness. The difference between before Chatzos and after Chatzos. If the Korban Pesach was slaughtered before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, it can't be used. It's puzzle. It's invalid. A second after Chatzos, it's a kosher korban. You're done. And it's true for every mitzvah that we have that's totally in time. 1 second before that zman, you've done nothing. You've not discharged your obligation. 1 month, 1 minute after the last time, you haven't been yotze. All of these mitzvahs that depend on time are to cultivate and to promote within us an awareness, an appreciation, a love, a responsibility, a commitment to time. I was teaching this in a lunch and learn this week, and a lawyer said to me, oh, come on, half a second, a minute, half a minute. Does God really care? You missed the shkia, you missed the this, you missed that. Does that half second really matter? I said to him, let me ask you, Mr. Lawyer, what would the IRS say if I say it's 12:01 a.m. on January 1st, and I write a check to charity for 2016 that I still want to get in. It's just 1 second later. It's 1 minute later. Is it legal to date it? I mean, that's what people do. I asked, is it legal to date it the previous year? Well, come on. What does 30 seconds matter? What does a minute matter? Because when you have a law, it matters. And we have a system of law. And our law is not man-made. It's by the Ribono Shel Olam. These seconds, these times matter. What time we get to shul? Do we get to shul early? Do we keep our commitment and our pledge? This is what it means to be a free person. To understand the preciousness and the irreplaceability of time. To not have a casual attitude to time. But to be able to have a commitment. To take advantage of every moment of time. To allocate our time properly. That 168, same 24 hours in a day, the same 168 hours in a week. There's an Urban Dictionary, which is a website that catalogs modern phrases and idioms. Just tells you what you already know. The expression that we're familiar with, Jewish time. The wedding starts 6 p.m. Jewish time. We'll meet in the lobby 4:30 Jewish time. What time is the meeting? Jewish time. And this dictionary, the Urban Dictionary, defines Jewish time. Not perfectly on time. Possibly somewhat late. But no harm is done as a result. The implication is that there's no need to be exactly on time, and starting a little late is acceptable. The term comes from Jewish culture, which is often relaxed about punctuality. That's a chilul Hashem. Bachatzos alayla. Baruch Shalom doesn't say, we're relaxed about punctuality. 5 to 12, 5 after 12. Tell Paro somewhere in the 12 range, I'll be there. Jewish time. Makas Bechoros will come, Jewish time. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say Makas Bechoros is coming Jewish time. Bachatzos. Precisely. Exactly. Because it matters. And when we don't care about other people's time, we are disrespectful to their time. We're disrespectful to ourselves and our sense of discipline and appreciation and the promise of time. It's inconsiderate. It's poor midos. It's a power play to make someone else wait for us. It's disorganized. It's ungodly. It doesn't emulate the Ribono Shel Olam. And most of all, it wastes the most precious commodity, the greatest gift we have, which is time. And so, my Halakha friends, what I suggest this Parshas Bo, as we have the gift of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the gift of time that differentiates us as free people from slaves, this Parsha of Bachatzos, where the Medrash emphasizes that God did not bring Makas Bechoros in Jewish time, He brought it precisely on time. Let's work on being more on time. Let's work on using our time better, and let's work on keeping our promises with time. If we promise this is the minyan we're going to in the morning, let's be there on time, or maybe even a few minutes early. If we're supposed to have a meeting, let's be there on time. If we have 168 hours a week, let's allocate that irreplaceable time in a way that won't give us regret, in a way which is not a waste, in a way which is not tantamount to murder, but in a way, like the Jewish people, that will redeem us and bring us a sense of geula. Have a fantastic Shabbos.